From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American and the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast Thursday night. Five others were wounded, according to U.S. officials. Two U.S. officials speaking anonymously told Reuters the attack occurred near the city of Manbij in northern Syria. 15 people were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces Friday, the violence happening during one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations along the Israel-Gaza border in recent years. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Hundreds of people have been wounded and several killed as a Palestinian demonstration on Gaza's border with Israel turned violent, one of the largest in recent years. Palestinian medical officials say one of the dead was aged 16, and most of the casualties were struck by gunfire. Israel's military responded by saying its troops had used, quote, riot dispersal means and firing towards main instigators, and that some of the demonstrators were rolling burning tires and hurling stones at the border fence and at soldiers.
That was Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The protests marked the start of 6 weeks of planned demonstrations from Palestinians, ending on the 70th anniversary of Israel's formation in 1948. A suicide bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Kunar province Friday killed at least two people, including a senior member of the provincial council. The blast also killed a local religious scholar accompanying the provincial council member. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack. More on these stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has ordered the expulsion of more diplomats from Western countries in a tit-for-tat response over the poisoning of an ex-spy in Britain. The retaliatory measure comes a day after Russia kicked out 60 U.S. diplomats and closed the St. Petersburg consulate. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman tells VOA there's only one way for this dispute to end.
There are some broader, longer-term issues about where this goes and what a successful outcome might be. But clearly a successful outcome would be Russia that steps back from its malign activity and becomes a responsible partner.
The Czech Republic has extradited to the United States a Russian citizen accused of hacking the LinkedIn website and stealing 117 million passwords. Yevgeny Nikulin arrived in the United States early Friday, according to U.S. officials, and is expected to soon appear before a judge in San Francisco. Zimbabwean pastor Evan Mawarire was a vocal critic of former President Robert Mugabe. Now he has decided to run for mayor in Zimbabwe's biggest city, Harare. He and other independent candidates call their coalition the people's own voice. Some of the issues he wants to address.
Up to today, we still deliver very dirty and very dangerous water to the residents of Harare. We have got potholes. Our road network is completely dilapidated and needs to be revived again.
Sakai Oland, a former senior member of the Movement for Democratic Change, welcomed Mawarire to politics.
The effort that Pastor Mawarire is launching with his colleagues is very significant. It's middle-class African kids whose absence from politics has caused many problems.
The polls expected this July and August will be the country's first without Mugabe, who resigned under military pressure last year.
3, 2, 1.
The private space company SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying 10 satellites into orbit Friday. The rocket lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The satellites were deployed into low Earth orbit about an hour after liftoff. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela. The South American country is experiencing a food crisis that has led to shortages of the holy bread. The Catholic Diocese of Cúcuta in Colombia said its members braved heavy rains this week to deliver the wafers. I'm Liz Pelka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.